This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It'll be 3 years next Monday that the federal government paused student loan payments. We are now on the eighth extension of that pause, which means borrowers with federal student loan debt have had no payments due or interest accrued in all that time. And now private sector lenders are saying enough. SoFi, which competes with the federal government to hold that debt, has sued the Department of Education, saying the latest extension of the pause was illegal. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes walks us through the student debt marketplace.
To understand what's happening with student debt, let's think of lenders as brands of soda.
Well, it's sort of like the Coke and Pepsi wars, right?
Jonathan Fansmith works in government relations at the American Council on Education.
But then Coke decides midway through the wars, we're not going to charge anyone. Which brand are you going to buy, right?
And in this case, one brand has a lot more market share. The federal government holds 93% of the $1.7 trillion in outstanding student debt. Borrowers usually only seek out private lenders if they either need more money than the government will lend them, or they can get a better interest rate. Jason Delisle is with the Urban Institute.
In the federal loan program, since the payment pause started, interest rates are effectively zero.
And in its lawsuit, private lender SoFi says it can't compete with that.
Their business model is mostly ruined as long as that is in place.
SoFi also says the Biden administration overreached in its latest extension. Scott Buchanan leads the Student Loan Servicing Alliance, a trade association, of which SoFi is an affiliate member. He says the losses suffered by companies will get passed on to their customers.
And if those loan costs are higher because of a mix of things, including higher interest rates, but also lost revenue, those indirectly always arrive back at the consumer.
But an abrupt end to the moratorium would have costs as well, says Jonathan Fansmith with the American Council on Education.
Rushing borrowers back before they're ready and before the Department of Education is ready is going to cause a lot of chaos and harm to borrowers.
The Department of Education said in a statement that the payment pause is legal and this lawsuit's an attempt by a multi-billion dollar company to make money while they force 45 million borrowers back into repayment. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.